Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everyone. Good evening, good evening. This is Pastor Katie Pierce coming to you with Nothing But the Truth. And we are so excited about our subject matter on tonight. We do want to just get into it and just begin to let the Holy Spirit minister unto us as we prepare our hearts for Thanksgiving. Amen. So we're just going to say a word of prayer. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come now before your sight and before your presence, O Lord God. We come, O Lord God, on this evening just to bless your holy and your divine name, O Lord God. We pray now in the name of Jesus, O Lord, that you would help us to open our eyes that we may behold wonderful things out of your law. Then help us to apply that given law to our everyday lives, that everything we do, everything we say, O Lord God, our walk, our talk, everything will bring glory and honor to you, that we may be the epitome of Christ in the land, O Lord God, in today's world, in today's society, O Lord God. We desire, O Lord God, you said, O Lord God, if we draw near unto you, that you would draw near unto us, God. So we come on tonight drawing near unto you, O God, in the name of Jesus Christ, O Lord God. So we just thank you, O Lord God, that you would not in no wise cast us away, O Lord God. So we thank you even now, O God, that you have bent your ear toward us, O Lord God, to hear us even on tonight, O Lord God. We pray now, God, that this life-giving word will bring change to those who are listening, O Lord God, who are listening on the line, and even those who will listen after this broadcast, O Lord God. We even now, God, pray that your Holy Spirit will rise up, O Lord God, and begin to effectuate change, O God, in the name of Jesus Christ, O Lord God. So prepare our hearts and our minds, O Lord God, to receive your word on tonight. In the mighty, matchless name of Jesus, we pray, and we count this prayer as done by faith. It is so, and so it is. Amen, amen, and amen. Again, I do thank you so much for joining us on tonight, and we had an opportunity in reflection on today. Just begin to think about some things and asking the Holy Spirit, what would he have us to bring to share with you on tonight? And one of the things that we began to think about was the upcoming holiday that America has set aside to give thanks. In their own special way, many will bow their heads on Thanksgiving to thank God for so many things. And so I began to think about how we just go into a holiday and anxiousness, and there's no preparation for it. Thanksgiving to some may be just about the cornbread dressing and the succulent turkey and things of that nature, the sweet potato pies and pecan pies that my granddaughter has started fixing, pecan pies. But it's more to Thanksgiving than that. And then I begin to think about how close Thanksgiving is to Christmas. And God just kind of began to say that the body of Christ, we need to start looking at Thanksgiving as the forerunner to begin to prepare our hearts to receive and be gracious and grateful for one of the greatest gifts ever given to mankind. And, of course, that gift being our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And so we just want to reflect on tonight and begin to do an evaluation of our heart, begin to, if you will, do a spiritual EKG just to make sure that the rhythms and things are flowing in the way that it should, and so that we can be in a position and a place not only to enjoy Thanksgiving on a whole new altitude, on a whole new plateau, but also to begin to prepare our hearts so that even the advent of Christmas, the whole advent of Christmas season would change, and we'll begin to look at it not from a commercial standpoint, if you will, but we'll begin to look at it from the holiness of which it is, that there was a virgin who had been chosen, who came, the Holy Ghost came upon her, and she received the gift of Jesus Christ and brought forth the Son of God, that he would begin to change lives, and he was born, hallelujah, just to die. And he died for our sins and stayed on the cross and resurrected. And so as we just begin to look at this on tonight, I wanted to start, if you will, those of you that have your Bibles, if you'll turn with me to the 95th division of Psalms. The 95th division of Psalms. And the 95th division of Psalms is actually a psalm a call to worship and a call to obedience, a call to worship and a call to obedience. And the scripture that we want to use as a highlight or as a theme or on tonight would be that second verse. But let's just read through verse 7. Those of you who perhaps are writing this down to go back to it at a later time, we want to look at Psalms 95th division. We're going to read from verse 1 through verse 7. And the word of the Lord says, O come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us shout joyfully to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving. Let us shout joyfully to him with psalms. For the Lord is the great God and the great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The heights of the hills are also his. The sea is his. He made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Amen. God add a blessing to the reading, the hearer, and the doer of his word. And so as we begin to just look at that scripture, of course, it's talking about God and how we should come and worship him. And this is what Thanksgiving is all about to most, especially in the line of when we look at it from the aspects of being a Christian. I don't know why the world does Thanksgiving. I don't know what the world gives thanks to, but I know that this is an opportunity for those of us who know God and those of us who believe on his son, Jesus Christ, to begin to come and prepare our hearts and prepare our minds to give thanks unto him. And so as we look at this, again, we understand that it's not just about the food. Of course, food is good because we have an opportunity to come together, to sit down at the table together, and to really begin to reflect. But I'm wondering, what are the traditions of most who celebrate Thanksgiving? What are the traditions of most Christians? What does a Christian home look like that's celebrating Thanksgiving? And, you know, what is it that we do? What type of what things are we implementing to be able to teach our children what Thanksgiving is about, the whole reasoning behind Thanksgiving? And, of course, it's a time to step back from the busyness of the world, to take a step back and begin to look at the things that God has done throughout the year, to begin to step back and give homage unto him and to begin to bless his name for what he's doing. But unfortunately, because of our society and the world at large, most of us for Thanksgiving thinking about already, you know, Black Friday. And now they even have something where you can go and shop. Stores will be open at 6 o'clock on Thanksgiving Day. And so the actual meaning, if we'll begin to look at it, the actual meaning of Thanksgiving is being nullified, or we're desensitizing its meaning through worldly things. And I'm not saying, you know, that going shopping is a horrific thing. But I can remember, you know, on Thanksgiving Day when stores were closed and they were closed all day, and you sat around, you ate turkey, you took a nap, you woke up, you ate some more turkey, and you know, the reflection of was definitely on God and him being sovereign. And so we want to begin to pull it back in as Christian in Christian homes. We want to begin to pull back in the sovereignty of God. We want to be able to pour back in for us to come and to begin to adore him, to perhaps implement some things in our Thanksgiving meal or on that day where the children say things that they're thankful for, which is what we do around my own Thanksgiving table. You have to say at least two things that you're thankful for on Thanksgiving Day. We read a scripture together. We say a prayer together. And I'm not saying that that's the best thing, because I realize that even in that, in doing that, that there should be a preparatory period leading up to Thanksgiving, that some things should begin to start shifting and changing, so that when we come together on Thanksgiving morning, our mindset has already been pointing towards or geared to lifting up God and lifting up his son, Jesus Christ, and being thankful unto him. And so in our 95th Psalms, it's a call to worship and it's a call to obedience. It's saying, oh, come and let us sing unto the Lord. Let us sing unto the Lord. You know, just in that verse alone, I'm like, okay, we need to sing a song on Thanksgiving. We need to not only open it up with the scripture reading, perhaps we too should sing a song unto the Lord on that day, blessing him and giving adoration unto him. And so as we prepare, it helps us to prepare our hearts this time for Thanksgiving to focus upon giving thanks to God. It's saying, let us come before his presence. Let's get in the presence of God, that God desires our thankfulness. He desires for us to be grateful unto him on that day as we set it aside. Of course, he desires that we be grateful on every day. But this is a day, how can we make this day a special day unto the Lord? Okay, so this shouldn't be something, of course, that we do just once a year, but let's let this be a new plateau. Let's let this be something that we press toward, a higher mark, if you will. We'll press toward on Thanksgiving to make it a more sovereign, to make it a more holy day, to make it so that we are celebrating God and his son, Jesus Christ. So we understand that God gives us our daily bread and that every day we should thank him for our daily bread. Every day we should thank him for his provision. But we want to prepare our hearts again on Thanksgiving to reflect upon the reasons we give God thanks. To take a few minutes to meditate upon Psalms 95 can be one of the scriptures that your family begins to meditate upon prior to Thanksgiving. So these are just some things that I wanted to share. So one of the things we want to do definitely is we want to give thanks to God for his greatness of who he is. In Psalms 95, in that third verse, it says God demonstrates his greatness in all that he is and in all that he does. We find it easy to lose the wonder of God as we grow older. Our faith becomes routine and ritualistic. You know, even Thanksgiving has become ritualistic. It's just something that we do. We have usually the same type of menu. I've heard people are seeing posts on Facebook where people are saying they don't want the same food for Thanksgiving. They want to do something different. Isn't it ironic? Don't you find it ironic that in today's society, how we don't like to be repetitive, how we don't like to, I'm just going to stick with the word repetitive. You know, we don't want to do the same things, you know. And so it's easy for us to fall off kilter and lose sight of the real meaning and the real goal of what Thanksgiving is all about, or any other holiday for that matter, because we always want to kind of deviate. Why we have to do that? Why we have to do it the same old way? You know, even if you change it around and some of the, how can I say it? Even if you change it around how you do it in your home, don't change around the meaning. Don't miss the meaning of why you're celebrating Thanksgiving, even if you do things a little differently, if you decorate a little differently, or if you have a different menu. Let the premise or the core meaning remain the same. Amen, somebody. Whether we eat ribs or whether we eat turkey, this is the day that we give thanks unto the Lord. This is the Lord's day, that we're marveling at what he's done. And I know that there is a lot going on in our world and a lot going on in our society, which is all the more reason of why we need to be giving God thanks. And that even in giving God thanks, we thank him for his protection and we thank him, you know, for covering us. And we pray for those who've lost loved ones with our society being the way it is and what happened in Paris and what happened in other parts of the world. My son reminded me, he was like, Mom, there's been wars and killings of mass destruction in Lebanon for a long time, but you don't hear it a lot on the news because we've been desensitized to a lot of things that's happening in our world. But we don't want to lose focus. We don't want to lose the core meaning. So we definitely want to take a time to give thanks to God for his greatness. We want to give thanks to God for his sovereignty, his being the great king. We want to give thanks to God for his power, the strength that he's given us. We want to give thanks to God because he's personal. He's become our Lord and Savior. We've personalized it. He's not some far away mystic something out there somewhere. He is our Father who art in heaven. My God, to glory. So we want to give thanks to God because he is our provider. Another scripture in Ephesians 5, 19 through 20 says, speak to one another with psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Sing and make music in your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And when I was reading this, I found it ironic because it captured my attention because it says, speak to one another with psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. And I just wonder what a person would look like if I just went up to him and a person, even on the train, instead of me saying, good morning, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. I wonder, because it said, speak to one another with psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. What would it look like on a Sunday morning or on Thanksgiving morning if everybody just, instead of getting up and saying good morning, just began to sing a song, just began to sing a hymn, just began to just make melody in their hearts unto the Lord? What would it look like? What would it look like? But here in Ephesians, it said, speak to one another. Speak to one another with psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Sing and make music in your heart to the Lord. Sing and make music to your heart to the Lord. Always giving thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of Jesus Christ. Everything that we have, even from the beginning of time, when God created the heavens and the earth and prepared his Son to come down to die for us, we thank God for him sending his Son. And I believe that Thanksgiving should be the forerunner to our even giving a more eloquent hallelujah to God for the Christmas season. And that's what I begin to think about, that Thanksgiving is the forerunner to what God is doing. You know, preparing our hearts to be more thankful, more grateful for the fact that God loved us so much that he sent his Son. He sent his Son in earthly form, took on the likeness of a man to die for our sins. My God, my God, my God. And so Thanksgiving, beginning to look at Thanksgiving, starting to look at Thanksgiving as the preparatory time to even begin to be more grateful for what God did through his Son, Jesus Christ, through sending his Son, Jesus Christ. Now, the other thing that I began, even as I was thinking about this, was, you know, being anxious again for Thanksgiving. When we think about Thanksgiving and the turkey, and we think about, you know, most companies, you're off Thursday and you'll be off on Fridays. A lot of companies have it that way. So most people are anxious about the sales that are going on. They started telling you the sales that were going to be happening on a Black Friday before Halloween, before Harvest Day. I mean, they've been advertising it since October, prepping you and getting you anxious, building up your anxiousness. Uh-huh. To go out and shop and spend money and charge up your charge cards and just getting you anxious, even though we know the Bible says to be anxious for nothing. I know my daughter and I, we've dialogued about, you know, what the children, my grandchildren, are going to want for Christmas, and I've dialogued with their grandfather about, you know, what we're going to cohesively go in together to ensure that some of the things that our grandchildren need, that they can get it for Christmas. And so building up, again, that anxiousness. But we have to be mindful, because the Lord does not want us to be anxious about anything, but he wants us to keep giving him praise. He wants us to understand and to know that he is God. And so we can't get caught up in the commercialism of Christmas and Black Friday and Thanksgiving Day sales and all of the things that are going to be coming along for this holiday season. But we have to begin to ask God to keep us calm, to let us know. I actually had an opportunity, my daughter and I, we went shopping one Black Friday. I took off work, and we were really excited. We were going to go shopping on Black Friday and get all of these deals, and we were just so excited and anxious, and got out there, oh, to the my God. The people. And people, they lose their Christianity. They forget about God when they try to get something that's on sale. Did you hear me what I said? They forget about everything. I told my daughter, I am ready to go home, and let's never do this again. We just knew we were going to get sale. I think they've already counted up the 5 TVs that are going to be in the store. And those 5 TVs are going to be distributed to 5 different stores. And then if you do have 5 TVs in the store, the employees have already set them in the back. Come on, somebody, with a hold tag on them, because they're holding it for Uncle Bobo and his baby kids. Come on, somebody. And so we out there, and we running around and trying to find these sales instead of just keeping our mindset on the reason for the season. The reason for the season is supposed to be to show love, to be able to give, to be grateful and thankful for what God has done for us, and to remember those who are less fortunate and helping them. And, you know, we've even found a way to be commercially minded when we call ourselves helping those who are in need. You know, a mother at our church used to say, what comes from the heart reaches the heart. And we really don't give to help those from the heart the way that we should. Amen. We do it because we want some type of accolade in heaven. That if this is going to help me get into heaven, remember, God, I gave. Hello, somebody. If you can't say amen, just say ouch. And we've got to begin to do better. We've got to begin to do better. And again, of course, this is something we should be doing year-round, trying to help those who are less fortunate than we are. But our mindset is just not on it. Okay, so in my thinking and in preparing and being in the place of God on today, I begin to think, and the Holy Spirit began to reveal to me that there has to be a dethroning in order for God to really be able to come in and prepare our hearts for Thanksgiving. Because let me just say this, in Philippians 4:4-7, it says, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition and thanksgiving, present your request to God, and the peace of God that transcends all understanding will guard your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. It'll guard your heart. What is going to guard your heart? You're rejoicing. You're not being anxious. You're being gentle. It's going to keep you from being anxious, and it's going to begin to guard your heart. Why? Because you've been in prayer. You've been talking to the Lord. You've presented your request unto God, and it's helping to keep you calm. And so God began to tell me that the people's mindset has to stay on that of praise and worship and things of that nature. And what I've found out is that you can't have praise on the throne when you haven't dethroned anxiousness and complaining. Only one can sit on the throne at a time. And if you were to begin to look at your heart right now, if you were begin to check your heart right now, or if you were begin to look at the tape of an EKG on your spiritual heart right now, would there be a murmur there? Would it be an irregular heartbeat because you've complained so much? Hello, somebody. And you can't complain and praise at the same time. Something has to be dethroned. So what are you going to put on the throne of your heart? Hallelujah, God. Is it going to be praise or is it going to be complaining? What's going to be on the throne of your heart? Oh, Holy Spirit, minister, even now, minister. And so if it's going to be praise, praise. If you find yourself in a position where complaining is trying to pull praise off of the throne of your heart, cast it down. Because the Bible says to cast down every imagination, every thought that would try to present itself over the will and the way of God. Amen. And so today we have to choose to praise the Lord in the midst of our circumstances, not murmuring and not complaining. We have to make a choice and to be able to say, Lord, I thank you. I thank you. Even when you're looking at something that has the appearance of negativity, we have to get in the place of being able to say, Lord, I thank you. I thank you, God, because your word says, hi, yay, God, all things work together for good to them that love God. Now, I don't know how you're going to work this thing, God, but I know the end of it is going to be for my good. Hallelujah, Jesus. And so, my God, yes. And so as we begin to dethrone complaining, as we begin to dethrone murmuring, and we begin to dethrone some things that's trying to make itself or rise itself over what God would have us to do, today we make a choice. Today we're going to make a choice that our hearts' praise is going to stay on the throne of our hearts, that the sovereignty of God is going to stay on the throne of our hearts. I had even put in my, when I put on my episode, I was thinking about how, you know, in September they had all of the new shows that were coming out, and I was one. I used to watch the Thursday lineup. That was my lineup. I loved to watch Grey's Anatomy, and then I would watch, after Grey's Anatomy, I would watch Scandal, and after Scandal, I would watch How to Get Away with Murder, and then somewhere along the line, that thing switched, and God began to minister to me and say, what are you watching? Now, let's just talk about how long I was sitting in front of the TV, how much time I was given to TV. Okay, let's just talk about that. And let's talk about how at church, if you have a 3-hour program, how many fingers going up the Baptist way to leave out? Hello, somebody. Huh? And God began to minister to me and was like, you know, what kind of glory have I gotten from you sitting here watching 3 hours of continuous TV? What kind of glory did I get out of this? And I began to repent. And like, oh, my God, you know, I repent. What was I thinking? So that was the season opener. Everybody was waiting for it to come back on. Everybody wanted to see what Miss Cookie was going to do. Everybody was wanting to see if Olivia Pope was going to finally get the president. Everybody wanted to see. I don't forgot what we was trying to see when we was looking at Grey's Anatomy. But to see what Grey was going to do, what was going to be the outcome of that program? Was the black doctor going to ever marry the woman that was on there? What was happening? And so as we began to, we were anxious about it. We were anxious about it, and we were looking forward to it. And then now that it's on, we looking for the season finale. How is it going to end? We already thinking about how is it going to go off. You know, we already know how the world season finale, for those of us who are Christian, we already know what the season finale is. We're just looking forward to that great day. Hallelujah, Jesus. And so as we just begin to prepare our hearts, as we just begin to dethrone, that's something that needs to be dethroned. Am I saying that there shouldn't be some enjoyment? No, I'm not saying that. Enjoyment is good. Laughter is like medicine. And so to be able to laugh. But how constructive is it? First and foremost, I'm not going to go into that. I'm going to let the Holy Spirit do what he does and minister to you about what it is that you're taking in and what is it that you're feeding your spirit man. What kind of food is it that you're feeding your spirit man? Everybody's on a health kick now. Everybody wants to be healthy. We want to get the proper nutrients for our bodies. We want to live a long life. We want to be healthy. But what are we doing for our spirit man? How is our spirit man looking? Is it starving to death? Is it malnourished because we feeding the junk? How does your spirit man look? Okay, I'm getting off track. I think somebody needed to hear that though. And so again, as we begin to look at some things, we have to begin to look at our heart. We have to begin to ask God to do some things in us, and that he'll be glorified in the things that we do as we are preparing for Thanksgiving. The thing that I really, really want you to begin to let the Holy Spirit minister to you about is what is it that you need to dethrone? What needs to come down off the throne of your heart in order to prepare you for this Thanksgiving meal? Otherwise, you're going to have Thanksgiving and you're going to be murmuring and complaining and feeling like you're being used and all the other things that's going along with that. You know, what's wrapped around Thanksgiving? Some of you right now, the talk is being, where is the Thanksgiving meal going to be at? Whose house is it going to be at? What kind of food are they going to cook? And in that, how much complaining have you done? Just take a little short survey. I don't like the way she cooks her dressing. She puts too much sage in her dressing. I really don't like going over there because such and such a thing gonna happen. We already in a mindset of complaining when Thanksgiving is supposed to be wrapped around and centered. The core of Thanksgiving is supposed to be about the sovereignty and giving thanks to God. So let's be mindful of what comes out of our mouth, because the Bible says that, you know, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So if it's all negative stuff coming out of your mouth, that means you need to take a good look at your heart, and you need to start dethroning some things. You need to start getting rid of some things, and so that you will be able to prepare your heart and get your heart ready to really, really begin to give thanks unto God for what he's doing. You must remember to be thankful for so many things that you may often take for granted. You know, God, and it may seem, you know, really, really silly or minuscule. God, I thank you for your air. I thank you, oh Lord God, that I was able to wake up this morning and take a deep breath because somebody has asthma who wasn't even able to fill their lungs up with your air, oh God. So I thank you for that, and I pray for those, God, who are struggling with asthma. And I said that because I have grandchildren who have asthma, and they've been having some issues with the change of the weather, and we some things we just began to take advantage of. We start feeling that entitlement spirit come in. I'm entitled to this, and God wants to bless us, but again, he wants our heart to be in a position that we're grateful for what he's doing. And so we want to begin to give thanks for everything. The Bible says, in everything, give thanks. That's the scripture that I read to you. In everything, give thanks unto God. Amen. So we want to make sure that we're giving thanks and we're being blessed. And we don't want to be so overwhelmed with circumstances that we stop thinking about who God is. We don't want to be so overwhelmed with circumstances that we begin to start murmuring and complaining. Today, we want to never forget to thank God for all that he's done, and we want to share the powerful story of the powerful resurrection of Jesus Christ to those who are around, to family members who may come over who don't even know Jesus as Lord and Savior, or that family member who may come over and they've backslidden and they've turned away from God. And God, how can I use this Thanksgiving to be a way to reach out to them and begin to show your love? How can I use this Thanksgiving as a way to release a spirit of reconciliation and reconcile even within my family? God, I desire for you to be glorified on this Thanksgiving day. God, I desire to have this to be the preparatory time to begin to praise you for the coming of your son, Jesus Christ. God, I desire that. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ. So we really need to begin to to look at some things. So as you begin to reflect, what is it that I can do? I want you to begin to, those of you who have made a list, I saw a lady in the store the other day, her cart was full. She was already buying things, already preparing for Thanksgiving in the natural. Some of you already got, you know, butter in the deep freezer because you know you got to make pies and you got to make cakes. You've already started way back when. I know people who started buying Christmas gifts way back when because they was looking on sales on Amazon. They've been looking on sales on eBay and trying to find the perfect gift for the perfect person. But what kind of preparation have we done? Spiritually, hallelujah. What kind of preparation have we done, God? God, where is it that I need to be clean? What is it that I need to be putting in me to prepare for the day of Thanksgiving, God? What is it that I need to be pulling down or casting aside, even in my mindset, God? What is it that I need to be doing so that you can be glorified in and through me? Oh, God, I bless you. Hallelujah. So we want to take this time. We want to begin to take this time and begin to give God thanks and begin to just bless his holy and his divine name as we begin to look at some things. And so the latter half of this, I just kind of want to talk about how to overcome obstacles or of an ungrateful spirit. If you found yourself, you kind of got lost into the circumstances of life and some things have gotten to you and had you down and you're finding yourself in a position of struggle and without even realizing it, you've become ungrateful. Without even realizing it, you, instead of praising God, you've turned into a person of murmuring and complaining. And we just want to begin to look and find out what do we need to do diagnostically to find out if our hearts have changed and become hard in places for God to be to give God place. We want to begin to look at what it is that we need to change. What it is that we need to do to begin to cast out. And the first thing I want to say is that it definitely starts in the mind. It starts with your mindset. In the book of Philippians, it says that whatever things are good and whatever things are pure and whatever things are honest and whatever things are of good report, to begin to think on those things. And I've already shared with you that the scripture said, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So begin to listen to your own conversation. Begin to ask people around you what do they see in you. Let them do a diagnostic on you and begin to tell you, are you complaining more than you're praising God? Are you complaining more than you're being grateful? What's coming out of your mouth? Because we can get tone deaf to our own conversation. We can become tone deaf to our own conversation and not really be hearing us. We can have Charlie Brown syndrome where when we're talking so fast and then yum, 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 yum. And that's all we hear. We need to begin to find out what's coming out of my mouth and is it giving praise to God. And so we want to begin to look at that. Do I have an ungrateful spirit? Am I producing things that are going to bring about negativity? You know, am I the one that's spreading the gossip? Am I the one who's speaking derogatorily about other people that are around me? Can I not find the good? The Bible says to esteem your brother more than you do yourself. Are we giving esteem to others or are we pulling them down? You know, we have to begin to look at it. An ungrateful spirit feeds unrealistic expectations on other people. It's difficult to please and it's difficult to please a person like that when they're just unrealistic, when they exasperate you. You know, just being around them literally drains you of your own joy. You have to kind of step back because, you know, we have to begin to tell people, you know, what God woke you up this morning. You remember how when we were little, even now, you know, when you see somebody that's constantly complaining and you be like, but you woke up on this side of the dirt. That's what my mama used to say. Say praise the Lord. Say good morning. You woke up on this side of the dirt. you know, and I don't even know if people on the other side of the dirt wake up, but okay, Mama. Anyway, so we have to begin to look at that. An ungrateful spirit fertilizes envy and jealousy. We don't want to have an ungrateful spirit. We want to be grateful for everything that God has done for us. An ungrateful spirit produces a prevailing mood of negativity, which drains others and repels them. It just makes people not want to be around you. You begin to start saying, you know, I'm all by myself and ain't nobody around. Well, what were you giving out? Were you giving out negativity? Were you giving out gratefulness? Or were you always complaining and browbeating people? So we have to begin to look at that. When we cultivate a grateful spirit, we can gain some deliverance from applying our willpower to use certain techniques. We have to begin to think positive. So a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So we want to make sure that what's coming out of our heart, what's coming out of our mouth, is giving praise and glory to God. Now, the thing that I want you to understand is that when you start doing that, negative people that are around you, your praise repels them from being around you. I saw a young lady on Facebook today, and she was talking about how she wanted to delete some people because they were being negative, or she wasn't finding them to be people that was encouraging her, but that they were discouraging her. And I told her, I said, if you consistently put God first, if you consistently giving God praise, negative people don't want to be there. The Bible says that, you know, what have darkness to do with light? If you begin to be the light of the world, anybody that's dark can't be with you. Have you gone in a place and turned the light on and it was still dark? Hello, somebody. When you go in a room and you flip that switch on, darkness flees. Hello, somebody. So you don't have to delete anybody. You don't have to delete anybody. Just be light and darkness will flee. Oh, I done blessed myself. I done blessed myself. Hallelujah. And so we definitely want to get to a place where we are standing for what is righteous. We definitely want to get to a place where we're doing it the way God would have us to do it. And so on today, I adjure you to repent for your attitude of negativity. Repent for your attitude of entitlement. Repent, you know, for your attitude of your thoughts that weren't thoughts that would grow a person or encourage a person. Repent for that now, because we're in a position right now. Remember, we're trying to get our hearts ready for Thanksgiving. We're trying to produce a ground, a heart that's grateful, a heart that's going to be rejoicing in the Lord. And in order for us to do that, we've got to begin to dethrone those things that are negative. So we want to dethrone complaining all the time. We want to dethrone gossiping about people. And we want to dethrone just speaking negatively and start encouraging people in the Lord. And so, whoa. Those are the things that we want to begin to look at. So we want to just get to a place where God is being glorified in everything that we do and in everything that we say. We want to be able to start thinking about those things that are good. Begin to write down the good things that God has brought you through. Begin to think about your own testimony, where you were the beginning of the year and some of the things, the situations that came against you, but it didn't overtake you. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah, Jesus. Just think about the things, how the enemy tried to come in like a flood, but God lift up a standard against him. That'll get you in a place of thanksgiving right there. Try to think about how somebody tried to tear you down and beat you down, but God says not so, and he raised you up to a place to be able to give him glory and honor. Oh, my God, to glory. Just begin to reflect. We're preparing our hearts. We're preparing our hearts. We're preparing our hearts for Thanksgiving. We're preparing the ground of Thanksgiving. And so as we begin to look at that, as we begin to pour down, as we begin to raise up Jesus, casting down every imagination that would exalt itself against the will of the will of God, bringing into captivity every thought. Bring it in and take it, place in it under arrest. If it wasn't a thought that was going to bring a blessing, place it under arrest. It's got to bring a blessing. It's got to bring a blessing. It's got to glorify God. It's got to give God thanks. It's got to be worthy of some praise. Amen, amen, amen. And so as we begin to look at that, we want to build a mental focus of blessing. We want to put our mind, set our mind on the blessings of God. You know what the Kojic used to say, when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah, thank God for saving me. We want to begin to think of the goodness of Jesus and not think of all of the negativity. Again, we're preparing our hearts. We're preparing our hearts for Thanksgiving. So practice speaking words of Thanksgiving. You know, practice, even when people are being negative, even as you're looking to, you begin to give God thanks. You know, all of that happened over in Paris, oh, the Lord God, oh, it's just so terrible. And it could have been worse. And it could have been worse. So we thank God. We thank God, you know, for what he did. We thank God, and we praising him even now for capturing those people who would come against and do such a horrific thing. Even on the south side of Chicago, the gang war that's going on. You know, I can't even remember how many people they lost in Paris. But I do know that on Halloween Day, over 300 people were shot in Chicago. Over 300 people were shot. And I believe it was close to 100 lives that were taken in one day. In one day. In one day. Not focusing on that bad, but focusing on the good. God, we just thank you even now, God, for your protection, oh Lord God. We thank you, God, for the ones that didn't die, God. We thank you and we praise you, oh Lord God. And we pray for the family of those who lost loved ones, oh Lord God. Not only on the south side of Chicago, in Chicago, but those who lost loved ones in Paris. Those who lost loved ones, I'm told, in a part of Africa, God. Killing is not just happening on your side of town. Killings and rumors of wars, come on. It's happening all over the land and country. They're trying to spew out threats to America, spew out threats to different lands and saying what they might do or what they're going to do and give us, building up a spirit of fear. But God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. Amen. So our mindset is going to be stayed on him. We're not gripped in fear. We're not gripped in fear because we know who holds our future. Amen, somebody. Amen. So we definitely want to get our minds, get into a practice of speaking thanksgiving, get into a practice of speaking positiveness around people. We want to begin to look at that because we understand that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And so we want to rejoice in the Lord always. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Amen. We want to rejoice in the Lord always. So we definitely want to get to a place where we know how to give God his due praise. We know how to begin to reflect. So on today, hallelujah, Jesus, on today, as you just begin to reminisce and take in that which has been said thus far, as you begin to think about how good God has been to you, as you begin to just make a mental notation of where you were in January, where were you in January, and where are you now? As you begin to reflect how God brought you through, the sickness and things that happened in your home, that it didn't take you out, and you begin to reflect. Amen, hallelujah, on the goodness of God. And we just want to begin to prepare our hearts to dethrone some things that are not like God and get our hearts in a position into a place that we'll be able to give God the praise that he so richly deserves. In Ecclesiastes, the 3rd chapter, the 14th verse, it says, I perceive that whatever God does endures forever. Nothing can be added to it, and nothing can be taken from it. God has done it, so the people fear before. before him. And the word fear in this particular passage is not talking about a fear of trembling, but it's talking about a fear or a homage unto God, recognizing the sovereignty of God. And so we want to understand, that's Ecclesiastes, the 3rd chapter, the 14th verse. And again, in Colossians 1 and 3, it says, we always thank God the Father, our Lord Jesus Christ, as we pray for you. That's the prayer that was being mentioned in the book of Colossians, the 1st chapter. We want to always have a mindset of thankfulness on our lips. We want to always, to never, so that we're never ungrateful for what God has told us to do. In 1 Timothy, the 2nd chapter, verses 1 through 15, I'm not going to read the whole thing, but when you get a chance, that's another scripture that you may want to just kind of sit and meditate on to get you in a mindset of gratefulness, to get you in a mindset of thankfulness and pull down that spirit of entitlement. First of all, I urge that supplication and prayers and intercession and thanksgiving be made for all people, for kings and all who are in high positions, that we may lead a peaceable and a quiet life, godly and dignified in every way. This is good, and it is pleasing in the sight of God our Savior, who desires that all people be saved and come into the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ, who desires coming to the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God, and there is one mediator between God and man, the man, Jesus Christ. And so he said that he wants us to always, that thanksgiving should always be made. And then he said supplications and prayers should always be made for those who are in leadership. President Obama, the president of Paris, or those who are over that regime, and just begin to lift up those who are in authority. I'm not a person of politics. I don't believe in politics, but I do pray for our world leaders because they're making some decisions that's going to affect me. And so I'm praying for them that God will put godly men and women around them to be able to give godly wisdom to situations that may come up, that may occur, that somebody with a godly mindset or who knows God will be able to give them some direction in the way that they should go. And we understand that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And so we just want to begin to say, God, we thank you for loving the world so much that you gave your Son. And that even as we prepare our hearts, oh Lord God, for Thanksgiving, even as we get ready to prepare ourselves, God, leading up to the birth of Jesus Christ, and we understand that this may not be the day per se that Jesus was born, but it is the day that America has set aside to give homage to the fact that you sent your only begotten Son. You loved us so much that you sent your only begotten Son, Jesus, to Christ, to die on the cross for us. And so as we prepare our hearts, oh Lord God, for a day of thanksgiving, as we prepare our hearts, oh God, to be grateful for the greatest gift ever given to mankind, that being the gift of your dear Son, Jesus Christ. God, as we prepare our hearts, begin to show us, Holy Spirit, begin to reveal to us those areas that need change, those areas, oh God, of thoughts that we need to pull down, those areas of negative speaking, God, in the name of Jesus, begin to show us. Begin to show us, God, how to dethrone and how to take down, God, now, in the name of Jesus Christ. So we just thank you, and we just bless you, oh God. We thank you for who you are and who you are in our life, oh Lord God. We praise your holy and your divine name the more and the more and the more. Hallelujah, Jesus. We bless you. Hallelujah, Jesus. We bless you, oh God. And now unto him who is able to keep us from falling and to present us faultless before the coming of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be both power, dominion, now and forever. In Jesus' name, amen and amen and amen. We just want to take these last few minutes to... for calling in and to thank you for what you're for listening in on us today. We do so appreciate you doing that for us. And so what I wanted to do was to just remind you that we would appreciate it if you would call us or email us and let us know that you've listened, and to just share with us if this radio or this podcast has been a blessing to you. We would like for you, first of all, to like us on Facebook, to go to Facebook and like us on Facebook. And that can be done, but Truth Deliverance Ministry on Facebook. We'd also like for you to email us. We have an opportunity where you can email us. Email us at truthdeliveranceministry@yahoo.com. truthdeliveranceministry@yahoo.com. We would love to hear from you, get some feedback from you, or even if there's a subject matter that you would like for us to do. And so we wanted to just appreciate you on today for calling in. Spread the word, spread the word, spread the word, and let them know that Truth Deliverance is on the air on Tuesdays from 8 to 9, 8 Central Standard Time to 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. Spread the word and let them know to call in and to be a part of this broadcast. We would so greatly appreciate that. Amen. Amen. So, without any further ado, we appreciate again your joining us on the air. We hope that the words of God have been a blessing unto you, and we look forward to you joining us on next week. We look forward to you joining us on next week, next Tuesday at 8 p.m., where we will be going forth with Nothing But the Truth, with yours truly, Pastor Katie Pierce of Truth Deliverance Ministry. Until next week, may God's greatest and God's best be yours. Good night, everyone.